Call the committee to hold meeting of January 14th to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Excuse.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here.
Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance. There is no citizen comment period, so we move on to item two, an update on the city branding and marketing project. Ms. Berg.
Thank you. So, as you are all aware, Theo Brand Design is in the process of completing phase one, which is the research phase for
Microphone.
Yeah, I don't think
it's off.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So Theo Brand Design is in the process of completing phase one, which is a research phase of their three-phase branding project. Phase two will then be the actual branding piece, and phase three will be the marketing plan. What they've accomplished so far in phase one has been to interview all of you, as well as some select department heads, all of the economic development commissioners, the tourism commissioners, and several key stakeholders in the community at large. Some of them are still scheduled because of the holidays. They've been having a hard time completing all of the interviews, but they have spoken with folks at Alice Roller, Crohn's, Karma, the Chamber, the Symphony, the Forte Theater Company. They were over at Marzo Construction. They did an interview with Mike Zimmerman this afternoon. So they're still in process with some of the business community and some of the stakeholders. Simultaneously, they completed the draft survey, which was then reviewed internally and was posted on the Franklin Community Area page on Facebook, and I saw that the fire department also picked it up, and the police department picked it up, and I haven't had a chance to check about the library or any other resources online. This morning it was posted to the website, and what you'll see on the ends of each of the dais is the large poster that we will be using to encourage the public to learn more about the survey for those who aren't on Facebook. There's one up in the clerk's office on the counter, and I will be taking another one over to the library tomorrow. And I'm trying to decide, in terms of the community center, whether the smaller one, which I only have one with me, is for folks who may not have access online. So we have 10 beautifully printed surveys in hard copy. Since one of the questions does talk about accessibility issues, I felt it was important to at least have a small number of paper copies available for someone who, for one reason or another, might not be able to access the survey online. So the paper survey copies will go in two places, either at the clerk's office and the library or in the community center and the library. I'm not sure where the best place is yet, so I'm giving that a little bit of thought. And if you have any thought on that that you'd like to share with me, yes, please.
The library is also doing a survey, and they have it set up so that people can come in and take the survey using the computers in the library.
I will talk with the director tomorrow and ask her if we can do something similar for folks who need that there as well.
Ma'am, can I ask what interests you tonight and why you're here?
I'm a Franklin resident.
No. I just didn't want you in the wrong room.
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's because I know you're in the wrong room.
Well, I know. I'm wondering. It's like the agenda says community the whole, but it's
Well, just so, Mayor, just so they know, if they get tossed out, the Park Commission's meeting over there. So.
See you last guest. Wireless internet. Okay, sorry, Kelly.
Okay, that's all right. As of 5 o'clock this afternoon, 191 online surveys have been completed, and they had hoped to get a pool of around 200. And the survey will be open until the 25th of January, which means even if, as it will, interest starts to die down and the response rate dwindles, we will still, I'm sure, have well north of 200 completed surveys, which will be great for tabulation and aggregation and figuring out what people in the community think.
What was the cutoff?
The 25th.
5 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay.
So all that being said, if you have any places that you would like to make sure that the public has an opportunity to learn about the survey besides the ones that I have mentioned to you, I'm open to that. And I've got another large one. So I've got 3 more to place. I've got 1 at the community development desk and 1 at the clerk's office so far. So I've got 3 more to put out. 1's definitely going to the library. Yes.
Since it's going out in various places, we're still excluding people who are not aware of it via the website or via Facebook or via the library. Since it's going out to some, we're excluding others. Whereas if we would have done it differently, we might just be getting a cross-section targeted to people, but we're not doing that. So therefore, the only thing that everybody gets in the city is the newsletter. This should have been a blurb in the newsletter so that everybody could see it. Call City Hall for a survey or some other means to get the survey.
I'm glad you said that. And we did talk about putting something in the newsletter. The problem was the timing with the way the newsletter was waiting for the tax bills to be completed and the time that the survey would actually be completed versus just having a URL that we could give to people. And the timing just didn't work out, unfortunately. But that was something we had hoped to do as well, and certainly something that we'll take into consideration if we do additional survey work.
Okay, I still have an issue with that. But
can you give me some idea of where you think I need to...
I don't know, but I was just talking to a neighbor today who had talked to someone else who took the survey and says, where is this survey at? I didn't even know myself.
Yeah, we're just doing the best we can to encourage everybody to share with other civic groups that they belong to, church groups, you know, however we can get the word out. And if you have any ideas, I'm open to making sure that we get the word out.
Well, before we get off track on this, just a reminder that the original plan was not to have a mass.
I understand that, but we've already changed that. We're targeting certain residents now. And if we wouldn't have went out to do that, if we didn't want to do a mass thing, then we shouldn't have done a mass thing, but we've initiated a mass thing, and so we're excluding people.
Well, that was kind of organic how it became a mass thing, but
yeah, I get that.
Point's well taken. Kelly?
Does anyone have any other questions for me? I can tell you that there are a number of logo designs that are in process right now, but Keith was being a little coy with me, and he wouldn't share yet at this point, but he said he will have something for the Tourism Commission and Economic Development Commissions to review, and then as promised, we will bring 2 choices back to commission at the right time for you to review. But I don't know when that's going to be precisely at this point.
My message to you to give to Keith is he's going to have a number of logos for the Tourism and Economic Development Commission at the end of January so that it can appear on a common council agenda shortly in February so we can get it cast in stone for the Ballpark Commons project.
I will pass that on.
Does anyone have an objection to me saying that?
No.
My only concern is with the survey ending on the 25th, that we might not give them enough time to incorporate the results.
What would they do differently?
I don't know. But it might give the perception that we were all ready to go with logos without taking the survey results into account.
Who was taking the survey knows that we're interested in a new logo? Nobody. You think?
I agree.
Oh. That was a groan of derision.
I'm just staring at Mike.
No. You got something going there or what? Okay. Sorry, Kelly. Does anybody have an objection to my moving us forward?
Just another question.
Dan.
What is the purpose of the survey if it's not to get input to what the logo should look like along with the rest of the branding? Why are we doing a logo before the survey information is back?
The purpose in hiring Thiel was multi-pronged. So the mayor was eager to have a new logo for the city. The Economic Development Commission was interested in having a message that we could use for prospecting for economic development purposes. And the Tourism Commission was interested in the research component, which will help them determine what type of destination branding they want to do, which this will be a foundation for. So in part, a lot of the research is separate from the logo research, design, and creation.
Okay, thanks. They wanted to talk to us for ideas for the logo. That was the most of that. And then, so, they got what they wanted for the logo. They're just now dragging their feet.
And I would add that this afternoon, Keith with Theo contacted me to see if he could get some of the schematics for Ballpark Commons. Because in the interview process with Mike Zimmerman, Mike reiterated what the mayor had requested, which was to have a logo in time to put on any type of signage that's going at Ballpark Commons. And Mike was right there with that. And so that's already something that has become a bit of an organic process as well.
That's it?
That's it.
Any more questions for Kat?
Did you mention anything about putting something in the senior centers or the senior groups?
Yes. Now that I have the collateral, I would like to meet the coordinator for the community room and see about putting something out so that the seniors have an opportunity to be part of the survey as well. The only concern that we have and is possibly skewing the results by having, as you said, now you're targeting. It's kind of a
population.
It's kind of a darned if you do, darned if you don't, because they're a captive population that we can easily get their opinions on, and yet they could very well also be on Facebook. So to not put something in the community room doesn't mean that we're excluding them. I'm not sure how I feel about it. On one hand, I want to take advantage of what's right in front of us, and on the other hand, I would like to make sure that we are reaching any other target populations if we're going to do that as well.
The only seniors group that we can get at quickly is the lunch crowd.
Right.
We got to be careful. Well, we don't have to be careful, but there are lots of out-of-towners there too. The senior citizens organization is the first Wednesday of every month, and that's 6 days after the survey is concluded.
And so, Mayor, what is your suggestion for an equal version of youth in the same amount?
My guess is, frankly, based on some classes I had to take, that the sampling that happens online is not going to directly be youth, but it will be younger than what we would get in the senior meal program. So it's my belief that we're going to use that population to balance out the younger population.
I don't know if that's quite true.
I would add that the survey link was sent to the superintendent of Franklin Schools and asked that she pass that on. So I think that there's an opportunity to get the younger generation there as well. So, you know, again, in the original proposal, they were anticipating 200 survey responses. So we're actually providing a much broader and more comprehensive sampling by using the tools that we have readily available to reach out to as many populations as we can.
And it's not scientific. It's more who's going to say this word for me? Attitudinal. It's more to capture attitudes than it is specific.
Say that again.
Attitudinal? Trained broadcaster, what can I say? So, anyway, anything else?
Put them on the spot.
Okay, for those folks just getting here, sorry, but is there a motion to enter closed session? Wait a minute, do I have to? Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 19.85(1)(b) to deliberate upon a tax incremental district number 4, Plan Development District 39, a mixed-use business park, future development potential, development agreements, potential land acquisitions, negotiation of potential development agreements, terms, and the investing of public funds in relation thereto for competitive and bargaining reasons, and to re-enter open session the same place thereafter to act on such matters as discussed therein as the council deems appropriate.
So move.
A second.
Alderman Dandridge.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstentions. Folks, we're going to go into closed session. It is 7:50. We are back in the open session. There is no action taken on the items we discussed therein, and the staff has taken direction from that conversation. For Joy and Curtis and Leroy, we're taking no action on the items discussed in the closed session. So, having said that, is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Stat 19.85 sub 1 sub e to deliberate upon a tax incremental district number 5, plan development district number 37, the Rock Sports Complex Ballpark Commons, potential amendment to the potential development agreements, the negotiation potential amendment and potential agreement terms, and the investing of public funds in relation thereto for competitive and bargaining reasons, and to re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed therein as it deems appropriate?
So move.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandridge.
Aye.
We're in closed session. 9:33. We are back in open session. There will be no action taken on the item discussed in closed session. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So, second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.